Revitalize, previously known as Vitalize, and before that, the Winged Fellowship Trust, is a national charity providing short breaks and holidays, specifically respite care, for disabled people and carers. Some of their breaks are themed for music, arts and culture, or they're more activity-based. They currently run three accessible holiday centres in Chigwell in Essex, Southampton on the south coast, and Southport in the northwest. Colin Brook, the charity's communications manager, told us a little more about what they can provide for blind and partially sighted people for whom these particular holidays and short breaks might be appropriate.
Well, in a nutshell, we provide respite holidays for disabled people and carers. We have three centres around the country. And the idea is that people who have care needs that are such that they can't really consider going on holiday anywhere else would come to us. We would provide the care, but we'd also provide, as far as we can, an experience that's as much like a proper holiday as anyone else might expect.
And if someone's got sort of multiple disabilities, they could have severe sight loss, but they might be a wheelchair user, or there could be something else where, again, specific care is needed. Is that something that can be accommodated as well?
Well, that's right. That's exactly it. The fact is that the people who come to us tend to have quite high care needs, which means they need to have nursing care on call. They have, you know, medication, that kind of thing, and they're usually wheelchair users. And they sometimes have a whole complex of different impairments, among which might be sight loss. So the idea is they would come to us, we would ascertain their care needs and provide them with a supported holiday where they get time away from their daily life with all the kind of opportunities one would normally expect, but with this security of knowing there is care on call at the centre 24/7.
Now, someone who has got care needs would, of course, have a care package in place at home. They'll have a carer, maybe several carers. So that's already there. Do carers come with the person themselves, or do you kind of say, no, we can provide it all here, as long as, obviously, you know exactly what needs to be provided?
Well, the good thing is that carers are completely welcome to come along with the person they care for. We know that it's difficult to turn off that caring role, and they're very suspicious about handing over the care to someone else. So they're entirely welcome to come along. They can even visit beforehand if they wish and have a look round. Most of the carers are actually quite happy to go off and have a break by themselves to let us take care of the caring and go off on their own.
Now, the three locations, the three holiday centres, Jubilee Lodge, Netley Waterside House and Sandpipers, tell us a bit about them. Where are they and what kind of facilities do you have there?
Well, Jubilee Lodge is in Essex, in Chigwell. It's on the fringes of Epping Forest. It's a lovely, sort of leafy, secluded location. But the good thing is it's within striking distance of London and all the attractions there. On the south coast, we have Netley Waterside House, which is just outside Southampton, with gardens that sweep right down to Southampton Water. So the location there is quite spectacular. And the northwest, we have Sandpipers, which is in Southport, Merseyside. And that's situated right on the Southport's Marine Lake. It's a traditional seaside location, if you like. So they're all different, but they all provide exactly the same thing, which is 24-hour nurse-led care on call, the support of volunteers who come to us and provide personal support and companionship, and of course care assistants who provide for the day-to-day needs of the guests.
And I guess in modern holiday parlance, this would be what you would call an all-inclusive. Presumably you provide absolutely everything.
Well, that's the idea. We don't want to compromise when it comes to disability. We want our guests to have, as far as we can give them, exactly the same holiday experience that you or I would expect when we go away on a package holiday. So it's full board, three meals a day, there's a bar, there's a lounge, ensuite rooms, which have all been refurbished, plus a full programme of activities in the centre, excursions to local places of interest, you know, a really stimulating, exciting programme of things to do and see.
Now, the 2016 Revitalise brochure lists full details of all three holiday centres and explains exactly what each can offer. However, it's not produced in any accessible hard copy versions or in audio or braille for blind and partially sighted people. But it can be downloaded from the charity's website at www.revitalise, spelled revitalise.org.uk, and viewed accessibly in a computer, tablet or smart mobile phone, or played in audio. Now, prices of the holidays, which always start on a Wednesday or a Saturday, really do vary a great deal depending on how many disabled people and how many carers are staying, for how long, in which holiday centre, and at what time of year. So, all in all, you may well find the best thing to do if you'd like to find out more about these revitalised respite care holidays and short breaks is to give them a call on 0303 303 0145, or email them at info@revitalise.org.uk.